when I call myself brown, I allow myself to be several things, sometimes contradictory things, sometimes conflicting things. But I wonder whether Atlanta realizes that there are so many men who look like Indians wandering around the city at this early hour of the morning. It seems to me that we are in the presence always of these wonderful mysteries, that history is never complete. It may be still too early to know what 1492, the discovery of the Americas by Columbus, the discovery of Columbus by those Indians, we may not yet know what that event meant yet. I always understood that there was another energy in the culture that no one wanted to talk about. Those brown children playing behind Monticello, whose children were they? Eroticism sets into motion something that is so incomplete and so wondrous because it is always beginning anew. It is always retranslating the known world. Religion is going to be the great energy of this century. It is going to divide us. It is going to unify us. It is going to cause conflict. Obviously, something is beginning, and I think that the desert religions may just now be beginning to enter an extraordinary feminine phase. We cannot speak of our brownness in this country. It's becoming more the country that my Mexican father described, the country of El Norte, the country that is now posed between the desert and the tundra, between hot and cold, between Canada and Mexico. If we would ever combine that notion of the communal life, that of the erotic life, which is the Latin American's intuition, with that respect for the individual, that cool respect of the individual, which is the Canadian Anglo-Saxon model, it seems to me that we would come up with a very sexy Iowa. Brown is not a literal color. It is what gets created when cultures combine, religions combine, conflicted nations combine within a single child. And it is not an easy color. It seems to me, as you go around this country, which is growing brown indeed, that children may become frightened of their own complexity and may seek out a cafeteria table of people exactly like themselves. I think America is enormously sentimental about youth, but in fact, this culture doesn't understand youth at all. There's no room for children in this culture because the adults are so busy being childish. It's the only culture in the world that I know that quite says, you know, the people who are most American are those people who are coming here from elsewhere. We are becoming anti-Puritans. Everywhere around me, the young people are engaged in an exploration of color. I like the idea of telling children to mark yes to everything, to say, I am black, I am white, I am Asian, I am Hispanic, I am American Indian. This hostility I have to the political conversation that's taking place in America, the fact that so much of the air in the room has now been taken over by Washington. I want to take America back as a writer. I want to write about these issues that now the political class wants to talk about. The country I'm living in is a country that is intellectually dulled by a false conversation. One of the most silent topics of America is the issue of social class, and maybe because we did not have the defining industrial revolution that Europe did. It is too lonely out here to be a success. I want to belong to something larger than myself. I want to belong to this American experience. We never teach the individual sufficiently, I think, to understand that his success came to him within the context of his American experience, that he owes it to many people.